You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdal. Let's check in on the ad-blocking debate. U.S. newspapers are having a collective freakout about a new ad-blocking browser by a company called Brave Software. The browser will replace many of the ads that appear on a publisher's website with ads picked by Brave itself. A group of the biggest newspaper publishers, including the Washington Post and the New York Times, sent a cease and desist letter to Brave. They said its software is, quote, illegal, and that even though Brave plans to share revenue with publishers, it ain't nearly enough. But Brave is only the latest, if the flashiest, example of ad blocking tech that is getting a lot more popular. And since most of the web runs on ads, Marketplace's Annie Baxter asked the question, what's next?
When you visit a website, an auction occurs, determining what ad to place in front of you based on your online activity. Consumers don't like getting tracked like this or having ads slow down web pages. That's how Brave is different, according to Chief Executive Brendan Eich.
Brave software is building a better browser that is much faster and safer and more private than any other browser by blocking all the third-party ads and trackers that are slowing down the internet.
Brave will still present ads, and they will still be targeted at you in some fashion. But Eich says it won't let third-party trackers follow you from site to site. Eich says Brave will give a 55% cut of the ad revenue to the publisher's website and a Bitcoin micropayment to the user. But publishers say Brave is just replacing their ads with ones that, quote, Brave sells for its own profit, unquote. Media expert Aram Sinreich at American University agrees that Brave's plan is not altogether altruistic.
This is a very smart technology that plays on consumer fears of corporate surveillance in order to inject itself as a kind of middleman between advertisers, publishers, and consumers.
Journalism professor Dan Kennedy at Northeastern University says publishers are partly responsible for this mess, having gummed up their sites with clunky ads that people now want to block.
The rise of ad blocking in general, and what Brave is doing in particular, will only hasten the move to native advertising, sponsored content.
In other words, ads that can sometimes be hard to separate from actual journalism. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.